The Global Media Forum is an annual conference organized by the German Broadcasting Corporation, Deutsche Welle, in the federal city of Bonn, Germany. This year's forum is the 8th edition of the International and Interdisciplinary Conference Series. The forum brings together people from the field of media, academia, politics, and development cooperation, discussing the challenges of global development in which the media play a central role. The theme for this year was Media and Foreign Policy in the Digital Age, with panel discussion on the topic, If It Bleeds, It Leads, Foreign Policy and International Crisis Reporting. The panel discussion, held on the first day of the three-day forum, examined the changes taking place in the international media coverage of crises and conflicts as a result of the constantly changing new digital media age. Panelists explored the issues presented by the old journalistic adage, If it bleeds, it leads, as live reports from war and disaster zones are broadcast around the clock, but for the benefit of whom? The If It Bleeds, It Leads adage was criticized for the news reporting style by international media of focusing more on the negativity of a conflict than the people suffering from the conflict. This was described as putting the media in a rat race of speed in breaking news rather than truth and solution in conflict reporting. A Nigerian writer and participant at the forum, Mr. L. Nathan John, and media practitioner from the Democratic Republic of Congo, Mr. Christian Alinga, said the media can learn news reporting from the If It Bleeds, It Leads journalistic adage by doing more research than the copy and paste style.
Most especially serious news media interested in research and properly created news instead of just easy breaking news. And I think that Nigerian media has a lot to learn from the conversation about not racing toward just breaking news, as is the case if you are doing a rat race.
It helped me to settle the kind of strategies, also practices with our colleagues in the country, and we tried to change our way of reporting.
One of the participants and delegation of the Nigerian government, Mrs. Hafsat Abiola, said the Nigerian media should report beyond the launch of a project to how the project will impact on the lives of the people the project is meant for.
Sometimes when I read the stories in Nigeria, it seems that it's events driving media. The media goes to report an event and then they'll say something was launched. I think that's really not interesting anymore. But we know that the way our country works, that might mean nothing.
As part of the opening ceremony, the organizer, Deutsche Welle Broadcasting, launched its new English language television programming as a way of keeping its global audience better informed. At the launch, Director General of Deutsche Welle, Mr. Peter Limburg, said Deutsche Welle is held in high regard around the world as a reliable source for independent and serious journalism. Mr. Limburg stated that as a result of its increased television programming and broadcast in German, Arabic and Spanish, it has also expanded its network of correspondents. At a workshop titled Involuntary Journeys, How to Interview Refugees in the Digital Age, the director of the DAT Center, Europe for Journalism and Trauma in the United Kingdom, Mr. Gavin Rees, said journalists should be sensitive in how they construct questions to refugees as not to further add to their trauma.
Journalists need to be aware of the kinds of difficulties and challenges that these people have faced. So journalists should brief themselves about trauma and understand what it is, so they have a bit more of language, a bit more of an experience and understanding of some of the things that refugees might have gone through.
Mr. Rees said by reporting issues affecting refugees as an individual story and not a statistics, the media will contribute to making refugee crisis a subject that need urgent and international solution. Also, another workshop highlighted the latest form of digital storytelling, which is transmedia. The head of web mastering and project head at the Grameen Institute, Germany, Mr. Guido Kowalski, said the first digital storytelling, titled Home Story, was made by Dana Achley in 1990, and more has evolved since then.
The idea behind digital storytelling is that you tell a story to a special topic, very reduced, or try to reduce a very complex topic to one sentence, to the gist, to the core of the message, and then start to build a 3-minute long story around. And this story should include your personal perspective or personal experiences. That makes it so authentic.
Mr. Kowalski pointed out that digital storytelling challenges include responsive design, which is ensuring that the published content can be accessed through different platforms like smartphones, tablets, and computers. With a standing ovation, winners of the Bob Award were celebrated. It is part of activities during the Global Media Forum called the Bob Online Award. It celebrates the best of online activism and used to honor courageous defenders of free speech. The winner of the 2015 Bob Award was the 31-year-old imprisoned Saudi Arabian blogger Raif Badawi. In May 2014, he was sentenced by Saudi authorities to 1,000 lashes and 10 years of imprisonment on charges of insulting Islam. The director of Deutsche Welle encouraged participants to demand the release of online activists in custody around the world. The wife of the imprisoned Saudi blogger, Ensaf Haider, appealed to the international community and politicians in particular, not to forget Raif Badawi. Participants at the Global Media Forum were entertained on a night boat cruise on the River Rhine with live band and lots of food and drinks. I am Tina Armstrong reporting from the Global Media Forum in Bonn, Germany.